spending some time on Pikuach Nefesh. Did a sugya, we did a shiur yesterday in Matanos Levyonim. And today we're going to get back into Rodef sugyas as the Gemara revisits the issue of Rodef. Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Gimel Amun Aleph, quotes a braisa. It says, Tanur Rabbanon, Echad Rodef Acher Chaveir Lahargo, Vechad Hazacha, Vachar Zacha, Vachar Hanara Murasa, Vachar Chaivi Mises Bezdin, Vachar Chaivi Krisos Matin Osob Benafshu. All those cases, if someone's chasing after someone else to kill him or to be bold, one of the arayos, whether it's Mrs. Bezdin, whether it's Croesus, has a din rodef, and you have to save the near-deaf. Alman l'koin gadol, grush v'chalut l'koin hedio, ein matzin osob nafsho, those cases are only chayvi lavin, and you're not allowed to kill the rodef. It doesn't have the classic din of rodef. Then the b'raisa brings nevdo ba'avera, but let's say they already did an avera, ein matzin osob nafsho, then you cannot kill the rodef if the avera had been done already. So the question is, and the Rishonim, Achokis Rishonim, the Achorim discuss this, what exactly is the definition of Navda Ba'avera, and what's the explanation behind it, and there are a number of issues that relate to this. So Rashi writes, Navda Ba'avera Kvar. He already performed the avera. So what does that mean exactly, Kvar? So there are two ways to interpret the Rashi. Either the individual himself, the rodef, violated the avera, or Kvar, somehow, someone else, there was a pagam on this isha already, even an acher. Who's it referred to as Kvar? Who did the Avera? So it's unclear from this Rashi. You look to Amud Beza, I told you guys to look at this Gemara. The Gemara there analyzes part of the Brisa that says, Gemara earlier, we skipped the part, we'll come back to it, that how do you know that Chiv Krisos, even Chiv Krisos is Chayv to kill them? Gemara says, the Pasuk is Chayv. Elu Chayvi Krisos. Even a Rodef, Acher Chayvi Krisos, you have to kill such a Rodef. The Gemara says, is that really true? Or Minu? There's a Mishnah Ksubas that says, Elu Naros, Sheesh Lem Kanas. The following Naros, if you're bought on one of these Naros, you give them Kanas, for Ones Mefate. And one of the examples given is Ba'al Achosa. Ba'al Achosa, someone who has beer with his sister who is Chayv Karis. You have to pay Kanas. Why do you have to pay Kanas? Chayiv Karis, it should be committed to Rabbi Minei. There's a Chayiv Karis, and you have to be Rodef. You kill the Rodef, it should be a Chayiv Misa. And the Chayiv Misa should knock out the Kanas, committed to Rabbi Minei. The Gemara says, Amru Rabbanon Kami de Rav Chisid. They said this in front of Rav Chisid, they raised the question. Mishas Hara Tipagma Iftar Le Miktala. Mishas Hara, the beginning of Bia, after that's been done already, so then there's no longer a Chayiv Misa anymore. Mimona Lo Mishayim Agmar Bia. But you don't pay the knas until afterwards. So Tchiyas Bia is the Chiyav Misa. After Tchiyas Bia, that Chiyav Misa is over. And then there's a Chiyav Mamon at the end of the Bia. So there are really two different moments, and there is, that's how he explains the Chiyav Knas there. Then the Gemara says, that makes sense. Hanich Lamanda Amr Hara Zunishika. That's if Hara Zunishika. Elamanda Hara Zun Hachnas Zatara. But it's more closely related to the Gemar Bia, there's no distinction between a Schalas Bia and Gemar Bia. It's almost the same thing. Michael, how are you going to explain there's a Chiv Knas when there's a Baal Achoso? So comes along Elamar V'chitza. V'chitza gives a different answer. Kigon Shebaal Lech Shlokadarka. V'chazer Baal Lech Kedarka. First you have Bia Shlokadarka. And then you have Bia Kedarka. And in that explanation, Rashi writes, Shebaal Lech Hu O Acher Kvar. There already had been a previous Bia, whether it was this guy himself or a different individual, Shelo Kedarka. So what does Rashi tell us? That there's a pagam in the Isha, there's no din of Rodef, once who, O Acher, Kvar Nevda Ba'avera. Rashi interprets what does mean Kvar Nevda Ba'avera, the Avera had already been done. The Avera had already been done to this woman. There's already pagam in the woman, whether it's this person who's doing the Avera again, or some other individual. The Rambam, in Hilchos Ritzicha, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, quotes this Gemara, it says, Rod of Acher Erva, someone's chasing an Erva, V'tafsa, and he holds on to her, V'shachav, V'he'ara, Apa Pishlo Gamar Biyaso, Ein Mamisino Sa'ad Amdubadin. So Rashi, Rama writes, once there's Hara, so, and even though there wasn't Gemar Bia yet, so then you can no longer kill them. So what is the Kasdan Mishnah right here? Kasdan Mishnah writes that Ze Holech al Hasher Shekadim. This goes back to the previous halacha that Rambam wrote in Halacha Hey. Shemichuyave Misas She'avru V'Asu Ein Mamisna Osam Ad Sheyigmar Dinam Bebeistin. V'Zeh Came in She'ara Kvar Alsa Avera. Since he already performed the Avera, so you no longer have the right to kill him. He's no longer in the Rodef. That's up to the Beis Din to take care of. The Beis Din takes care of punishing such a person. Kfar Nevda Ba'aver refers to that actual Maisa, Redifa. If the Redifa, during the Redifa, you're chasing after him, and then he does the Bia, you can no longer kill him anymore. Rashi said, what does it mean Kfar Nevda Ba'aver? The woman previous to this case of Redifa, previous to this case, she already was kvar nevda baver. Aver was already done to her. There already was a maisa bia beforehand. She's already pagam. She's nifkama already. Not this particular maisa. Is that clear to people how it's being understood? Right. Even shlokadarka is going to create a pagam. So, one nafkamina is, between Rashi and Rambam, just to try to make it clear, trying to flesh it out, Rashi says that anybody who performs a bia to her should already has a pagam attached to her, and you cannot attach another pagam. But according to the Rambam, even if there was already a maisa bia beforehand, doesn't make a difference. If there's another redifa, if a person's being rodifer, even if someone already kvar nevda bavera, if he himself has not done the avera yet, you could still kill the rodif until he himself has done the avera. So that's how you explain that, right? That's how you want to explain it. That's how Jake wanted to explain it earlier. Well, how do we explain this machloka? So let's just, if we use lamdisha terms or conceptual terms, we'll make clear to see what the machloka is Rashi the Rambam. So, according to Rashi, it sounds like it's din in the Isha. If the Isha is already kvar nifkuma, if there already is a pagam attached to her, there's a stigma of some sort, by someone else previous to this moment, so there's no longer a din of a redifa. In the case of rodef, if someone's being rodef after someone else to perform an avera, but not just any avera, it's an avera that's going to produce a pagam. But if the pagam already exists on her, she already had to be with someone else, one of the arayos, she already has a chaloshim pagam, and an additional aver won't be a problem. That's how the Rashi interprets it. The Rambam would say it's about the individual himself. The individual himself is about to perform an avera. I don't care if the woman herself has been nifkum already. An avera is about to be performed, an avera of arayos. Stop the guy from doing the Avera. If he follows through with the Avera, so no longer it's in your jurisdiction, that's up to Beis Din to handle. So again, Rashi thinks it's about the Isha, whether she's Nifkuma or not, and therefore it depends whether there's a previous Maisa B or not. Rambam is all about the Maisa Avera that's taking place. That's how John wants to explain it. I think if I understood you correctly, that's how Jake wanted to explain it. Yeah, Mayor.
I think that's very weird because we always interpret Rashi as saying that Rambam, I don't know what he said previously, I forgot what he said previously, but in this one he says, at Sila, he says, when the people are coming to save her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Use that lesson.
Right. Great point. So now we have to try to tweak these definitions a little bit. So, when Rashi, Meir's talking about our general understanding of Rodef, when Rodef lahat silo min havera, saving the Rodef from performing an avera. But now we're explaining Rashi's about pagam on the Isha. So, when Rashi's trying to save the person from the avera, it's not just any old avera. Varaya, someone's Rodef after Behema, someone's Rodef lachal Shabbos, you don't kill such a person. It's not any avera. What type of avera do we save them from? An avera, sheyesh bo pagam. An avera that produces a pagam on the Isha. But if the Isha already is Nifkuma, they already was a previous Bia, so then it's not going to be an Avera Shepiyesh Pagam. It's just Stam and Avera now. Okay, it's a Maisa Erva, and it's not such a good Maisa, but it's not a Maisa that's going to produce a Pagam. That's how I explain Shittas Rashi. And Shittas Rambam...
Wait, that answers the question?
I think it answers Shittas Rashi, so say it again.
Wait, you said that... But saying it's, yeah, he has to do a pagam. But, I mean, what does that have to do with people who did it before? It's no. That he has to, his avera has to be an avera of pagam.
Right, but if she already has a pagam, so he it's not an avera, she has brought pagam.
Right, so but that doesn't make sense according to what I said. That,
yeah, no, because...
It has to do with her having a pagam, it has to do with the man who's doing it, doing an avera of pagam.
But what type of avera are we preventing him from doing?
A pagam avera.
Right, so the pagam, defining what type of avera is dependent on her. She's going to tell us whether his avera is going to be an avera shel pagam or not.
I wasn't thinking that in terms of her, whether she has a pagam or not. I was thinking that his avera is causing a pagam.
But if she already has a pagam, it doesn't cause a pagam. Yeah, Jake.
Are you just saying that really Rashi holds like the Rambam that really we're trying to save the guy from doing an avera? It's just here.
Don't say the Rambam just yet. We have to figure out the Rambam. But yeah, I'm saying like Rashi, exactly. You're saving the guy from Avera. Yeah, dinner the guy. It's consistent. It's dinner the guy. But how do we know which Averas? It's only Avera that has a Pagam. Well, what has a Pagam? Depends what her previous state was. If she already had a Pagam, so it's no longer an Avera. It's an Avera, but not an Avera Sheish, but Pagam that you could kill him for. Now let's look at the Rambam. So, the Rambam, the whole idea of the Rambam was about saving from an Avera. I mean, saving her herself, I mean, sorry. About saving herself, so Rambam could argue, so even if she had a previous pagam, you could still argue that additional bios will still create more pagams. I mean, there are two factors going on here. You have to raise the question, let's say a woman, they're already pagam on a woman. She already had a maisa bia of an era. Are additional maisa bios going to create additional pagam?
What does that mean, additional?
So,
I thought pagam is just a title, and you know, that's it, you just get a title. There's no like additional.
That's one fair way to say it. That's true. So, the Radbaz is in the back in the Sefer Likutim of the Rambam, was raised the question: if someone is bought on one person multiple times, he's bought on one of the Arayos multiple times, after the first time, are you allowed to kill him the second time or not? So he goes on to explain various things, and he quotes first Rashi saying, Rashi says that. If it's Masha from Rashi, if she kvar nifkamav, she's already a pagam, so there's no additional pagam, like John's saying. And you can't save her. But the Radbaz goes on to explain, I don't understand. So, that means any woman who's married already, who's a ba'ula now, and someone's chasing after, you don't save her? She's already a ba'ula now. So, she's ready to nifkamav, you don't save her? And furthermore, anytime you want to save someone, right? So then I've got to find out if she was a Nifkama or not? Well, I don't know. Well, maybe you're Nifkama and I have a right to kill the guy. I've got to look into that also. The Fikach writes the Radbaz, Shekol Misha Rodev Acha Ha'erva, Nosan Latil Benafsho, Afilu Nivolo Kama Be'ilo Shel Iser, Balkarcha. The sof sof ifka pagam gima the lo dami nivola beiser pamachas the nivola shte pamim. Right to Radbaz, it's a big difference. Someone who was raped one time versus two times. So you ask someone who gets raped. What's like once or five times? So. No, I understand where John's coming from. She has a halo shame, and you stand for as being someone who's been raped, right? Nifkuma. But at the same time, you could understand one, through each additional time is going to create additional emotional distraught. So that might be part of the issue. What is it? It's pagam simply a stamp for this person, just like a woman is a basula and she's a ba'ula. Oh, so she's nifkuma. That's also another title we could give a woman. Or no, nifkuma means each additional isser bi that happens. That makes a further pagam. Does it impact the value of her? I'm not sure if her ksuva is going to be any different. But in terms of her as a person, so we'll create additional. So that might be part of the melchokas. Is pagam simply something in the chalos gavra of her? Should you stamp her as a title? Or no, there is lamaisa, even though she's already pogum or nifkama, there are additional pagimas, additional effects happening, ongoing isri bia. Yeah.
Going back to Rashi for a second, could you say that really Rashi would hold that even nifkama kfar, that there's still a din rodev on the guy when he tries to do it again? However, the fact that she's pogum already only gets rid of his din of big matzia benafsho. Like in Achanami, he's still called a rodev. But we just say that there's no din of being matzil benafsho. Nafkamina being whether I'm allowed to be matzil beivaro. Would I be allowed to chop off his foot?
Are you allowed to in general when there's no din of rodev? You're saying there's no din of rodev.
There is a din of rodev. However, it's just to the point where we can't kill the guy.
That's not din of rodev then.
No, I'm saying that it's like a quasi rodev.
Where'd you get that from? Sounds creative, but I don't know where that's from.
Does Rashi ever? I was looking at the Kama Rashi. Does Rashi ever say that there's a din that he doesn't have a din rodev? It just says that the in matzil benafsho. It might be that there's still a din rodev here. However, it just might be that you're not allowed to kill the guy.
I grant you, it's very creative, and if you could find more that Rashi in matzilim is pretty much equivalent to what a non-rodef and a non-rodef. It's very creative.
You would need
a lot more rides to prove that point. It's a nice point. That Rashi alone I would not use as a proof. But you could build it. It's very interesting. Intriguing.
Why would the fact that she was pogum already get rid of my din rodef?
Because the definition of rodef, based on the sources, is an avera sheyesh bo pagam. If she's already nifkama, it's not an avera sheyesh bo pagam anymore.
I mean, where's your ride for that? I'm saying just because of the fact that the guy, like I think
look at Rashi's. Look at Rashi's in the Mishnah. She erva v'yeshbo kalon upagam the nirduf. Seems pretty clear to me. So, anyways, what coming from this figure between Rashi and Rambam, you guys point out correctly, is that first of all, are additional pagams, additional bio is going to create additional pagam or not? That's one issue. And second issue, is rodef about the rodef or about the nirduf? Is it about saving the rodef from performing averas or saving the nirduf from averas? So, let's just going to recap quickly on this again. Rashi says, nev deba avera, if there's already kfar nifkama from a different person, so then there's no din of rodef anymore. Why? Because the Chor Rashi thinks additional Isri Bia won't create additional Pagam. Sounds very focused, like Mary asked, on the Isha. Doesn't Rashi say it's all about Latzilo Min Havera, saving the Rode from a Navera? So we explained, yeah, it is about saving the Rode from a Navera, but it's Navera she is with Pagam. How do you define Pagam? Depends whether she's been Nifkama already or not. That tells me whether it's Navera that warrants the Din of Rode. For the Rambam, Rambam says that no, it's like the Radbaz thinks. The additional bios will create additional pagam. Whether it's two different people, whether it's the same person multiple times, it will create additional pagams. So though, even though the Rambam focused on the Avera, not the Avera, focused on the Nirdaf, saving the Nirdaf, Pikuach Nefesh for the Nirdaf, each additional Avera is going to be an additional pagam for the Nirdaf. So that's what we went through here. Now, the Aruch Lener. So it makes an interesting point here. There's another machlokas. I think it's just consistent with this ideas we're saying. Rashi says that it's Master from Rashi Shekvar Nivola. There was a Maisa Bia, the Gemar Bia, while Rambam focuses on the Hara'a Kodem Gemar Bia. Because for Rashi, again, it's about when the Pagam happens. The Pagam happens, the Gemar Bia. That's why it's Master from Rashi, the Maisa Bia. For Rambam, it's about the Avera. not about the pagam, it's about the avera. And the avera happens b'shas hara, that's when the ma'aseh avera happens. That also is consistent with the idea we're developing. Again, just to say the point, since the Rambam thinks every additional B is about Pagam, his concern is not about Pagam ever. It's always about when the Avera has happened or not, during this Maisa Avera or not. Okay, so that's Aruch HaNer's. It's just consistent. He just points out that Masha, he doesn't develop it, but for Rashi, it sounds like when the Maisa Bia happened, Gemar Bia happened, and Rambam says explicitly when the Hara happens, Kodem Gemar Bia. The Aruch HaNer just points it out. It's Machokas. The other Machokas, I mean Rashi, the Rambam, we pointed out. But I'm just saying that just the Ha'ara just maybe helps make things clear. Since Rashi thinks it's all about the Pagam, so when does the Pagam happen? When there's a Gemar Bia. Gemar Bia is when the Pagam happens, when it's complete. That's when the Pagam is. That's Shenev Dabaver means when there's a Gemar Bia, that's when there's a Pagam already, and you can't kill a Rodev after such a woman anymore. The Rambam thinks it's all about Naver, during this Maisaver. He doesn't care about previous Bios. Because each additional Bia will create additional Pagam. There's always going to be another Pagam. Rambam's focus is this the Maisaver? Did the Maisaver happen yet, or did it not happen yet?
Well, he focuses on Pagam. It just happened again and again.
Well, he doesn't focus on Pagam in this halacha, though. Does he?
He does. He holds that the reason why is because it's a pagam. Right?
Listen to the lashon. Rodev acha erva v'tofso v'shocha v'dehara afa pishlo gmar biyaso v'aim amisin also ad amdubodin. No mention of pagam at all. He just says hara. He just talks about the maisa avera. He's for the Rambam. It's all about the.
Explain the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara assumes that there are different stages in that.
No, that Gemara is a later point. That's not the source of our Gemara. That's a different issue. They come out. That's a kimli with the Rabbi Minesagir. We're leaving that alone for now. We'll get to it probably next. Probably when I come back from Perm, actually, but for my trip in Israel. But Rambam, I think, is actually more pashup shot, because Rambam who focuses on the hara, which is the maisa avera. The lashon in the Gemara is nevda ba avera. The avera happens b'shas hara. For the Rambam who thinks it's all about nevda, it should be nifkema.
This Gemara also mentions nevda ba avera.
That's what I'm saying. So nevda.
It is
together
with this Gemara.
No, this Gemara I think is more pashup shot for the Rambam. Because when does the avera happen? The avera happens b'shas hara. That's the maisa avera. So nevda bavera means shas hara. That's what the Rambam says. Rashi, who says nevda bavera means when there is a maisa bia, a gemar bia at some point. The gemar bia is not when the avera happens. The gemar bia is when the pagam happens. The gemara should have said kvar nifkema. It should have said for the Rambam, for the Rashi rather.
But in the case of shaloka darka and then
okay.
Shaloka darka is we establish that that's when the pagam happens.
Yeah, the next sugya, not the next, but after my trip to Israel, we're going to get to the sugya Shloka Darka. There's Machlokas. Rashi tells us whether Shloka Darka creates a Pagam or not. It's an issue there. We're going to come to that. I know it's hard because you saw the sugya, but you have to appreciate learning through all the Rishonim on that daf. So I have to just ignore it for now. Sorry. Okay, now there's a Minchas Chinuch. From Mitzvah Tav Reish, Osi Yud Aleph. I don't understand the question in the first place, though. What are you trying to answer right now?
I'm trying to answer the question there seems to be a differentiation between Shaloka Darka and Kedarka.
Okay.
That Shaloka Darka is that there was the Pagim already happened, and therefore the Kedarka does not require a Misa, because the Pagim already happened.
Right, okay.
Now, according to the Rambam, that doesn't really make sense, because he he holds that the whole mitzvah is a new beginning each time. So there's no differentiation between Shlok and Darko and Darko.
I hear Kasha. I do hear the Kasha. That's a very, very good question. Some reason I think they might address this, and that's okay. It's a very, let me think about it. It's a very good question. I didn't realize you were asking that.
So maybe I was trying to answer maybe if he holds up some Shika.
And it's all one Misa.
This answer is only going on one.
Aha. It's a very good question. From the Rambam here, looks like he passed in the Zuach Nazar Tara. Very good, Kasha. Yeah. Maybe we won't do this figure. We'll try to remember this. You have a question, Drake? Oh, okay. What? I thought you had your hand raised. Okay, now the Minchas Chinuch here quotes the Sugi here. And he points out, he says, he doesn't address the Radbaz explicitly, but the Radbaz, one of the questions was, so anytime someone's a Be'ula, she lost her Be'ula, so you don't have to save them anymore? She's very Nifkuma, right? He just makes a Ha'ara here. The only time there's Nifkuma, if there's Bia Aide in Erva. That creates a pagam. It's not just the basulos. It's a pagam, ayde maisa bia shel erva. Stam bia, somebody else with a husband or whoever else who's not an erva would not create a pagam. It points at Hara. That's one. Then he quotes the Rambam. Then he quotes the Kesa Mishnah on the Rambam, as we explained it. He said, "Dvarim Tumum." I don't understand the words of the Kesemish. He says, "The Kan Mayri Leinyan Shelo Lin Latzilo Shelo Yigmar Dal Koch VeKochayev." Because Malkum Ein Sarach Latzilo Manichem Lo Ligmar Dekevin Dinifik Malo Nitin O Latzilo. VaHavera Shani Rotsin Latzilo Also Adayin. Because Malkum Ein Latzin Kevin Dinifik Ma. He doesn't understand. He doesn't get the Kesemish. Why do you say once it's hara? Because once the avera was done. So we don't kill him anymore. He says, each koach, each continuation of the Maisa Bia is an additional Avera, continuing the Avera, and we should be obligated to kill the Rodev. But they don't obligate us to kill the Rodev because it's Kfar Nifkuma. So I read Michas Chich, I didn't get what he asked. Anybody understood what the question of the Kesem Mishnah was? He was troubled by something. Anybody? Kasha? No one got it. Okay. So he makes his ha'ara here, but the Kesem Mishnah, I don't understand. Maybe I'm misunderstanding his understanding of the Kesem Mishnah. I thought pretty clear in the Kesem Mishnah what he was saying. When the Avera was done, so you have to bring it to Beis Din. He's throwing the din of Pagam here of some sort. He must be assuming something that we're not getting. I thought the Kesem Mishnah was pretty straightforward. I was hoping maybe you guys help me with the Minchas Chinuch to answer. So I'm going to just throw the kasha out, since I don't understand it. I was pretty comfortable with the Kesem Mishnah. Okay, so that's really the sugya here of Nevda Bavera. We only have 10 minutes left. I don't think it's kedai to start the Rodev sugya on Acha Shabbos. I guess tomorrow we'll start the Rodev sugya on Shabbos, about Rodev on Shabbos. Could you kill, first of all, the kasha is, could you kill a Rodev on Shabbos? And then why can you not kill a Rodev Acha Lechal Shabbos? Why can you not kill a Road to Vlacher Chil Shabbos. Okay, so we'll do this tomorrow, and maybe.